Is there any place around here you can get those conch fritters?
No. They're not popular in this area.
Yeah. I lived for a few years then in Miami. And in the Keys.
It's popular in the Keys, around the Miami, Key West, possibly a little in Fort Myers, but any all of the Keys that, you know, and places like Jamaica and places like that, mm-hmm. the Bahamas, but over here, you can give them away, but that's about it. You know, people make conch salad and stuff like that, but, you know, you hardly ever hear anyone. Unless they make it, just make it themselves, that you'd ever hear, you wouldn't even see conch fritters on a menu
mm-hmm.
in this area.
Yeah.
You get around the Keys and you see conch salad, conch fritters, conch chowder.
Right, yeah. Can you catch them here?
What's that?
The conch. Oh, okay.
That's what I was telling, we did.
Yeah, I didn't know whether you would have to go further south.
Right out here where we shrimp.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Like the last day I fished, I had 65 bags, 65 bushels.
Wow.
And they cut us off that day.
That's a lot. And what about a bag made out of paper like you would get at the grocery store? Have you ever been spent any time around a farm?
Not whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, some of the questions I have are related to farming and so forth. So. We can go through them and you can tell me whether you're familiar with any of those terms. Like, ever milked a cow?
Never.
Never.
My father did, but I've never seen one being milked. Yeah, I've seen it. I think I saw one during the Sea Island Festival. They had a cow over there.
Uh-huh. Y'all never kept any cows around here?
No, my father did. That happened before my time.
Uh-huh.
Back when his days. They had cows and they had all farm animals that, you know, because it just was common in those days that you would have those farm animals.
Uh-huh.
And when we came along, we had a few chickens
mm-hmm.
and some pigs, and that's about the extent of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My grandfather had a cow that, but that's other than that, that's all. I was afraid of it, so I mean. My granduncle had horses and had old mule. And I did learn before he died how to put the bridle on a mule.
Yeah.
And pull him up to the wagon. My granduncle taught me that.
Oh, okay. But, well, how would you do that?
How would I?
How do you hook him up on there? Do you remember?
I can't tell you how. I can. If I had a wagon and a mule and all the necessary equipment, I could do it. I think I still remember how to do it. But the hardest part was putting the bridle in his mouth. You see, when my grandfather, uncle did it, I thought he just went to the mule and the mule opened his mouth and he put the bridle in. So
uh-huh.
He sent me to, one day I went over there, I was going to get the mule and wagon and haul some wood. And I went to the mule and I took the bridle to him and expecting him to open his mouth and the mule turned his head and walked off. I left it. I walked off too.
He didn't want to do any work.
I was afraid of him anyhow, you see. Uh-huh. You know, I've never been around animals enough to know how to trust them and what they would do, you know. So therefore, I when he walked off, I walked off. I went and got my granduncle. I said, the mule wouldn't open his mouth. We had to put the bridle in. He said, boy, the mule ain't going to open his mouth. You got to put it in there. I said, okay, fellas, there at all. He came over his shoulder. He just threw this thing up on the mule ears, you know, that all that apparatus. I don't know, even remember what it's called now. And then grabbed the part that goes in the mouth, just pull it on up in the mule mouth. Mule opened his mouth and he had him hooked up. But yeah. From then on, I knew.
Yeah.
You see?